Hey, Social Salad family and friends of the family. It's Megan.
And Sydney.
And today we're going to talk about the six very fixable, we want to emphasize that, very fixable, common marketing mistakes you're making. We'll do this by sharing examples of mistakes our personal clients have made and how they have fixed it. For our clients out there listening, guys, by the way, don't worry. The names have been changed to protect the guilty. Okay, so these mistakes will range from your strategy to ads to knowledge of your audience and everything in between. But again, the good news, if you're making any of these mistakes, they are totally fixable. So Sydney, let's get started.
All right, so I want to share two experiences with you that I had with clients. One client has grown their following and generates over 100 leads per month, and the other grows at a much slower pace due to more of a lax strategy, which is really common. We're going to refer to my client who has grown their following and receives tons of leads each month as George. And we're going to refer to my other client who keeps wanting to adjust the plan because they're not, you know, they're not receiving as much as they really want to as Sarah. George and I have been working together for about 8 months now or so, maybe 9 months at this point, actually. And we developed a custom strategy that I implement on a consistent basis. The goal of that strategy was to help George increase his following and generate leads on a consistent basis so he doesn't have to keep going after these clients and targeting them and reaching out to them. He just wanted the leads to come to him. So while we had a few minor adjustments that we had to make throughout the course of our working relationship, those adjustments were based on analytics. So any adjustment, first of all, marketing, you're always going to have to make adjustments. Just because you start with one plan, you know, doesn't mean that that's the plan that you're always going to use. And that's because of statistics.
Yes.
It's so important in marketing to test everything out and see what is performing best. And that's normal. And that's the way you should do it. So, like I said, we made some adjustments because I felt that certain posts and certain ads were performing better than others, and I wanted to put out more like the ones that were performing well. So let's go to Sarah now. I started working with Sarah about a year and a half. I actually think it's 2 years. I cannot keep track. And I have a really great relationship with Sarah. And I go there and I meet with her, and it's usually like 3 hours or so and or more. I block out an afternoon because we just talk. We have a lot in common. She's a great person.
Those are the most frustrating days for me. I can't ever get a hold of you.
I know. I'm like, I'm with my client right now. I can't talk. And we're usually like not really talking. We just like talk about our life. So Sarah generates leads every single month. So before she hired me, she was not generating as much as she is now. So there is an increase. And I want to emphasize on that. And her email list is growing and it is converting as planned. However, she really wants the rate in which she is growing, or she believes that it's growing too slow, but it's growing. And she consistently sends me emails saying that we need more money coming in. So what can we do? And that's normal. So if we're already seeing results, obviously there's a solution. We can totally see more results. So as her consultant, I always provide the solution and options. And sometimes that solution involves an increase in her current strategy, right? I mean, if you're already seeing results, if you have the analytics, and if you want to see more results, you want to grow quicker, great. Then you are going to be, you're set up for success because all you have to do is increase the intensity of your plan, right?
Yes.
So we run Facebook ads. We do giveaways, contests. She has a successful Facebook group. We're consistent in posting and she's already getting results. So we need to adjust her strategy a bit, not her strategy, but the intensity of it. So maybe that means we double up on posts. Maybe we engage more. Maybe we invest more in ads. The problem is that she doesn't want to invest more. So we're at a point where, okay, she's getting the leads. Great. She wants to increase the intensity of her strategy, but she doesn't want to invest in it.
And that's so common.
It is. And it's a big problem. So I'm in a position where I see the leads coming in from our plan, you know, on my part, but I also see where she's coming from. And I also give the solution, but you know, if she doesn't want to, it's not enough for her, which I understand. Everybody wants the more leads, but you have to be willing to increase your plan or do something more and implement a few additional tools that'll be beneficial. Otherwise, we're going to go in circles and she's going to stay in the same place. So she's increasing her, so her sales have increased, her email list has grown, but if she wants more, we need to do more, and she doesn't want to. So the first mistake that you're making, if you can relate to Sarah, who's happy she's getting sales but wants more faster, is that you can't necessarily improve without taking it to the next level. So I like to say, if you want bigger results, then you need to do something different. So that's an easy fix right there for the first mistake. The easy fix is that do everything based on analytics. So if you already see that you're getting results, or if you already see that, you know, things are increasing in a positive direction that is impacting your business, then do more of it.
And yes.
There isn't really a way around it, but you can have a lot of success by paying attention to those analytics and doing more of it. But if you stay where you're currently at and you keep saying, but I want more, but I don't want to do anything, well, that won't work. But what can work is doing something about it. So now George, on the other hand, has gone from 200 followers on Facebook to over 14,000 in 8 or 9 months.
That's awesome, Sydney.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So we adjust as we need. So we really pay attention to what's working, what's not working. If something's not working, we get rid of it. He puts in the work on his end to provide me with the material I need, which I notice a lot of people in the group who have clients have asked, oh, what do I do if my client isn't getting me the pictures I need or the content I need? Well, one thing that I do with all of my clients and Megan as well is that we, first of all, from the start, say, hey, this is what we need from you. We need it by this date in order to implement our strategy. Or if we understand you're busy, and if you're too busy to get it done, we want to help you. We have a photographer. We have this person. This is the price. And you give them that option so you know that you really have their back, which we do. And that's important. So let's go back to George. George puts in the work. He gets me the material. If he can't do it, I offer a solution so we can make it happen. And that's how he really gets it done. We do what we have to do. So what I also want to mention is that George is not only making money from our strategy, but he also has the ability to reinvest his money into his marketing so that he can generate more and more leads month after month. So it took a little time in the first few months to build up, which is totally normal, but he reinvested what he made, and now he gets to pocket a lot of that money, and it's really great, and he's really happy. So to take away from this part right here, the solution to the mistake is to pay attention to the analytics and make decisions based off of that. And you can test things. Just because you test something doesn't mean that it's permanent. Anything can be adjusted, but in marketing, you have to test and see what's going to work. And if you don't do that, you are going to be in the same position you're in, and you don't have to be in that position forever.
Yeah, yes, definitely. And when you find out what works, just do more of that, like you said.
Yeah, exactly.
I actually have a similar story, but both of my clients were franchises. One put the money in and the other didn't. Now, the first franchise, let's call it franchise A, listen to this. They put in about $150 a month in Facebook ads. They boosted promotions and they boosted posts that were on brand and showed their personality. And this is insane, but 3 months after opening, they paid off their bank loan entirely. It's insane. That's just 3 months. Another really cool thing about these guys, and it's important to note, the business was four guys who all got together. It was 1 month after graduating college that they opened up this restaurant. They knew their target. They knew what to post, show their personality. They knew the right promotions. They knew how to appeal to that target. They grew up with Facebook and they understood its importance. It was absolutely no question that they would run Facebook ads. Mm-hmm. The other franchise I worked with, let's call it franchise B, had everything handed to them on a silver platter. I was like, oh, this is going to be so easy. I don't have to do anything. And that means that what I mean by that is their flagship store would create and test every single ad and then send them that exact copy for the ads they should be running. But they were so hesitant to spend the money. And I completely understand it. You're a small business. You just opened this franchise. You really don't know if Facebook is going to be worth it, especially if it's not something you're entirely familiar with. So I understand their hesitation. But the problem was they hired me, but they didn't really listen to my strategy. So they let me run an ad every once in a while, but then I couldn't spend more than maybe $20 tops. And those ads always flopped because they had no reach. They insisted on a target audience that wasn't exactly their audience. Yes, it was who they wanted their target to be, but then they didn't adjust the ad copy to attract that target audience. They just used whatever the franchise gave them.
Mm-hmm. This is really common too.
This is so common. And, you know, Sydney, I felt so bad for this, but unfortunately, in the end, I had to end up canceling their contract because from experience with previous clients, I know that my strategies work. I had never run into a client who wasn't at least willing to try and then eventually implement the strategy once they saw it got them results. But franchise B wasn't willing to do what was necessary to succeed. And, you know, this, the worst part of this is about a year after I left, I found out that this former client is really failing. One of their competitors, the same business and the same, it's not the same franchise, but it's a different franchise in the same industry. They've come into the area. I've seen their Facebook ads. They pop up into my feed. I've actually used their service and they've taken over with virtually no effort. And honestly, I've only seen them do Facebook ads too. I've never seen or heard anything else about them, but now their competitor, Franchise B's competitor, is pushing them out of the way because they're just unwilling to put in what they need to succeed. So if you can relate to Franchise B, the second very, very, very fixable mistake you're making is not knowing your target audience. And the third one is not putting in the money you need to make the ads work. Again, guys, these are fixable. And even if this is so important, even if you feel like you just can't put in the money for Facebook ads to work, because I know we say, ideally you want at least to run $100 a month in Facebook ads. Mm-hmm. Even if you feel like you can't put that money in, at least put in the effort to define your target audience. That will help you tremendously. That will be at least one solution that you can enact.
Right. You like, well, we're not telling you what you need to spend or what you, you know, we're always going to suggest what you should be doing. And you don't need to start with Facebook ads right away. We tell people that all the time.
Oh, no.
But if you're not going to start with Facebook ads and you can't afford to hire someone, spend the time to figuring out your target audience and spend the time building a solid foundation. There are other ways on Facebook to generate leads without Facebook ads. And I can tell you that from experience, because not only have I done that with clients, but Megan and I have done that for ourselves. When we started our businesses, we didn't start by running Facebook ads. We ran Facebook ads for our clients. We knew how to do it. We had done it before, but you don't have to. It depends on the strategy you want to use. It depends on who you're targeting. It depends on how much time you want to put into it. And there are ways to gather data and to be really successful without investing in it. But if you're going to invest in it, our point is that you either do it right or don't do it.
Absolutely. If you are afraid to spend the money, spend the time, invest the time in finding out who your target is, and then you can spend money on ads to target them that won't waste money.
Right. So that's the fix for this. So
absolutely.
Make sure if you aren't where you want to be in business and you want to see more results, improve what you're doing. And there are always ways around it. So if you're not where you want to be, then something must change. That's really what it comes down to. Mm-hmm. And this all is about the choices that you choose to make. So you can make choices to strategize based on analytics and where you are financially, and you can make the choice to do something different. And that's how you're going to see the most results. So Sarah, for example, going back to my client, can generate more leads and it can increase her sales. And Franchise B could achieve their desired results, but both need to be willing to make the investment. And it doesn't need to be, it could be as simple as time, like Megan said. And because we already see results from Sarah's marketing, can't you imagine how much more she could make by increasing the intensity of her action plan?
Yeah.
I mean, it really comes down to that. So she's making money that she can reinvest. And it's not my job to tell someone where to spend their money, but it is my job to suggest as their marketing consultant where I think they can improve if they are requesting that they want to generate more leads at a quicker pace, right? So mm-hmm. I can give them a variety of options. She could seriously double her sales, and franchise B isn't hopeless either. So just because those ads, you know, they didn't want to spend money on ads, there are always ways around it, and they have so much potential. And we know this mm-hmm. from experience because we've been able to help a lot of people expand their businesses and get the clients they want so that they're not having to sit on their computer or constantly call people. And it takes time to build up, but we've had a lot of success on that. And we base everything on facts and analytics. Mm-hmm. So the client just needs to be, or you or whoever it is, needs to be willing to really evaluate your target audience and put in either the money or the effort to split test the ads for that target, or test your content for your target audience, or just listen to the franchise headquarters.
Everything was given to them.
Yeah. People are giving you advice based on experience. And although it can be scary because you haven't been necessarily doing it, the advice is there for a reason. There are companies that spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on Facebook ads. And there's you see Facebook ads every single day, whether you click on them or not. People are investing money because they're getting results. So a lot of people are asking us about Facebook ads and, oh, I don't see it working for my business, or is it going to work, or I only got a few clicks or whatever. The reason behind that is because, one, you might not be putting in enough money. Two, you might not be targeting the right audience. Three, you might not be engaging properly. You might not have the right call to action. There's so many reasons. But at the end of the day, you need to realize that there are ads out there for a reason, and companies invest. There are some companies that invest millions in Facebook ads, actually, and they build up to that. And we don't expect you to go and say, okay, let me put $1 million into it. But there's a reason for it, and they wouldn't put the money in if they weren't getting the results. And those companies got to where they are today because of the effort that they put in, the time. They figured out their target audience. They collected data. They made decisions based on that data. And that's the difference between the stories of our clients that we're telling you right now. Client A or George, who put the time in, they did it right from the start. They built a solid foundation, and did everything based on analytics, and we helped them through that. That's how you want to do it. But client franchise B or Sarah, you know, they're getting results, or they're not getting results, and it's because they don't want to necessarily make changes to their strategy. But there are ways to make changes to your strategy, especially on Facebook, without having to spend a ton of money. Mm-hmm. It's all about doing it right. And you have to understand also that your competitors are on Facebook, that your clients are on Facebook. There are billions of people on Facebook. And if you implement it correctly, we are telling you from experience that you will get a lot of business. You can grow your email list. You can convert. You just have to understand how to do it. That's really what it comes down to. And that's with any part of marketing. You need to understand how to do it. And once you learn, you'll be like, oh my God, like I should have done this a long time ago. It could be really powerful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It can definitely be powerful. And yes, like we said, it doesn't have to be Facebook ads. Let's look at two other clients. Both are MLMs. That's multi-level marketing. So you can think Mary Kay, you can think Arbonne, Beachbody, all of those things. The first is a former client who has had so much success. Everything works so smoothly on its own now. I implemented a really great strategy for her where honestly, there's very little effort that she needs to put into it. But because it works so smoothly on its own, this is very sad. She doesn't need me anymore, which I know.
That's a compliment. That's a huge thing.
That is a compliment. As a business, you know, you don't want to spend all the money on marketing. So eventually, you know, you might not have to if we can build a strategy where everything works so smoothly on its own. That's our goal. We will call her Chelsea. And then the second one is Darla, who couldn't understand why no one, who can't understand why no one is buying her product. So we started Chelsea out with a really aggressive strategy of using her franchise copy and using her own.
Sorry to cut you off, Megan. So I want to make it clear that Megan implemented a strategy that was so successful that the leads started generating
on
their own. So it started to get sales on their own. And you can choose to continue marketing. If you really want to increase your sales more and more and more, then, you know, you may need a company to, you may need us to continue.
Oh, yeah, I that's mean, not if to you want people, imply you stop marketing at all.
No, you should never, ever stop marketing. However, some people, if this is, they're doing this on their own, they're a small business, they reach the, some people, everybody has different goals. If they are where they want to be, and they have the leads coming in, you know, she might still be working her 9-to-5 job, and this is something she wants to come back to later. So you don't, so just because you implement a strategy that's generating sales, you should always continue marketing because you can always improve. So that's something to point out. So we've implemented a really, Megan implemented a really successful strategy with Chelsea. And Chelsea was very, very pleased with that and really happy about the results.
Yeah. And again, this isn't to imply you shouldn't continue with marketing. Hers was very specific to a very specific Facebook strategy that doesn't need more marketing. It was very successful. I'll tell you more about her success in a little bit. But if you are a business, other marketing will go a long way too. You can't just drop marketing because suddenly you're really successful on Facebook. For MLMs, as opposed to big businesses, it's very different. But I know in the group we have a lot of MLMs. And so it's important to also address the struggles that they have and to show them that there are solutions to the issue of not having clients or not being able to make sales or getting clients. So like I said, we started Chelsea out with a very aggressive strategy using both her franchise copy and her own. Her own images had a very unique style to him that was to them that were all her personality. And then we would take her franchise images and we would do something kind of different with them. We cropped them and we filtered them to match her style. So she didn't look like a carbon copy of, you know, say Mary Kay. She wasn't Mary Kay, but she didn't look like every other affiliate out there. She also had two main focuses. One was Instagram and the other was Facebook groups. Her Instagram did okay. As far as MLMs go, I would consider her a very successful Instagram. I mean, I think at this point she's probably at like 40,000 followers now. So her Instagram is doing okay, but it was her Facebook group that really took off. Why? Because this is really important, guys. We didn't push her product, and I know as an MLM, this is gonna blow your mind. We pushed her as an influencer who had something of value to say outside of her product. So she engaged in groups where her target audience was. She never overtly pushed her own group unless the opportunity presented itself. She made connections with people. She listened to them. And most importantly, she made connections with people who had a problem that she could solve.
Yep.
So she made those connections, and it wasn't until that relationship was established and she had their trust that she said, hey, I have this Facebook group that might really help you. The interesting thing about Chelsea is that her group doesn't even really involve a lot of activity. I know that some people think, oh, a Facebook group, in order to be successful, it has to be like really active every day and has to have all these members and everyone has to be responding. And for most groups, it does. Hers is a little different because she understands her audience. And this is why it's so important to know your target audience. So she posts regularly and there's average engagement. But when her members join the group, they have to opt in with their email for her newsletter. And her newsletter isn't content heavy either, but her newsletter and her Facebook group push one really big thing. The draw is her lives. On Facebook, she does Facebook Lives, and her Instagram stories are her other biggest thing. So she does a Facebook Live twice a week, once for her team and once for her other followers, and occasionally she'll add a bonus one in there. And then she does stories constantly, and that's just being herself and connecting with her followers, and that goes a long way in building their trust. When they see your face, when they feel like you're talking to them, when they feel like they are your friend, that goes a long way in building trust. So she knows who she is. She knows her product and she knows her audience. When she found more people who wanted, when we kind of just, we were working on her strategy and we were trying to see what worked in her Facebook group and what worked with her Instagram, we found that more people wanted to watch her lives. For whatever reason it was, her audience watched her lives. So that's what we focused on. We didn't try and make something else work that wouldn't work. We took what was working and we did more of it.
That's the key. That's the key. It doesn't have to be complicated. You just have to find what works and do more of it. That's it.
That's it. And you know what's really cool about this? It got her to be one of the most successful people in her company in an MLM that has, you know, millions of people worldwide, or some of them are worldwide, actually. I think hers was, had just expanded into 5 other countries. But wow. One of the most successful people in her company is, you know, they give her the luxury car. They give her the vacations every year. They have her come and speak for them every year to talk about how she does it. She is so recognizable in her company. I mean, she doesn't have to, you know, this is your ultimate goal as an MLM is all of a sudden you have a team under you. Everything is just generating on its own. And you're just like, hey, look how amazing I am. And that's what she did just by implementing those particular strategies. And you know, what's really important about this, she spent money on consulting, but as far as what she put into Facebook and Instagram, it was $0. $0. Wow.
There are options. Yes. Yeah. There are options.
There are other ways than just spending money. Darla, on the other hand, you know, she likes her product. She doesn't have as much time for it because, like Sydney had mentioned earlier, she does have a 9-to-5. And to me, she doesn't seem particularly passionate about it. And don't worry, guys, I tell her this all the time. And if she's listening, she does know I say that. You know, she really can only afford occasional coaching, but she knows I'm always here for her to answer any questions about the strategies that we do come up with. But just like Sarah, Sydney's client, she's always wanting a different strategy because she's never satisfied with the smaller results opposed to, you know, with smaller results. She can't seem to reach that larger result that she desires. So and we're always changing the strategy.
She can get there. And she can get, they can get there. You can get there. So we're only, Megan and I are only going to implement a strategy that actually works. So, I mean, they are seeing results, but they want more. And like we just said before, like Megan just said, the key to getting more results is just to do more of what's working. So they just don't want to do that part. So it's working, but Sarah doesn't want to do more of it because she doesn't want to invest more. Now she can do it on her own. And I have told her that. I've given her the strategy. We have a great relationship, but she hasn't done that yet. So that's really, so there's lots of potential, but you know, if you see results and you want more, then you have to build on that.
Absolutely. So that kind of leads to the sixth mistake that you're making that is totally fixable, guys. Darla isn't willing to put herself out there. So remember, we marketed Chelsea, not her product. Darla is afraid to do this because if no one likes her photos or watches her lives or joins her group, she feels that it means no one likes her. And that's simply not the case.
Which isn't true.
It's not true.
Right.
When you're doing lives and when you're doing stories and all of these other things that we talk about as ways to market yourself, if you're not getting an audience and if you're not getting people to watch your stories or watch your lives or join your group, it's just because you're not marketing yourself and you're not targeting the people you should be targeting. That's it. It is not about you. So have confidence in yourself. And when people, you know, have confidence in yourself, listen to what has worked in the past, and then implement those strategies that work.
Right. And Megan's right. Megan's totally right. And Megan's had success with this too herself. Before we even started the Social Salad, Megan grew her following to almost 10,000 followers in less than a year. And she's really engaged with her audience. This is on Instagram, but on Facebook too. And she's really successful with it. And she's right. And she made a great point. It's not about you. It's about your audience. This is about your business. This is about reaching your goals. This is not about you. And it's scary. Like, you're going to put a video out there or something and you don't know how people are going to respond. It's scary. But you have to start somewhere, and remember that if you're starting to build a business, you need to build that reputation, and it doesn't happen overnight, and it won't necessarily happen the first day. And Megan made a great point with that.
Thank you.
Yeah. So the lesson in this is that you have to be either willing to put in the work, pay someone to do the work, or trust your analytics for your online marketing strategy to work out. It's pretty simple. It's not as complicated as you might think. And there are a lot of different ways to generate business through social media, especially Facebook. You have to be consistent in your actions, which we talk about all the time. You have to test different forms of content and understand what your audience responds best to. And you have to be passionate enough about your brand to be willing to put yourself out there and your time on the line, which isn't easy, but you can totally do it. You can do it. I have actually, Megan and I have courses coming out all about this, about Facebook ads, about Facebook groups, about stories on Instagram. And we've really created a variety of courses based on your requests. We try to answer all of your questions in the group, and we're listening, although we might not always put all that content out because there are so many people with so many requests. We do our best, but that's why we have been taking the time to create really affordable courses for you that will answer all of your questions, and they will be available within the next few weeks for only $9.99 a month. We're going to be adding new courses throughout the year, new tools every single month, and we are going to be giving you the courses that you need. So you don't need to spend a lot of money to do this, and it's going to be really, really beneficial. So we put in a lot of time to make sure that all of your questions are answered, and we are super, super excited about it. So stay tuned. Yes. Megan, do you have anything else to add?
No, I don't know if you heard, but my daughter just ran by because she's like so stoked about the courses.
She is. She's excited. She actually wrote a few. Just kidding.
She's a genius, so it's okay.
She's okay. a future marketing CEO.
Absolutely. Yes. She will continue the social salad empire.
Yes.
No, I think she will. I think that kind of sums it up, but we just want you to learn from our clients' mistakes and their successes. If you're ever unsatisfied, just reevaluate what your current strategy is to see what is working and what's not. And we've said this a million times throughout this podcast, but guess what? What is working? Do that more. That's it.
Yeah, I agree. That's the key.
Yes, that is the key. If you have any questions, just drop it in the comments of this podcast post on our Facebook group. You will need to be a member of the group in order to join, but feel free, to join. We'd love to have you as a part of our social salad family. And again, be on the lookout for our next exciting step in making social media success accessible to all businesses. Stay tuned Monday morning, 6:15 a.m. Eastern time for the next episode of the Social Salad Podcast.
Thank you, everyone, for listening.
Thanks. Bye.